play all the psychological games, massive underdogs, blah, blah, blah. But we know that we can compete. I've got players here who have played in the Premier League, and I've got players here who are in really good form. And they will want to go out there and show the public that they can play at the highest level. Now, that might not be enough at the end of the day, but you know, we'll certainly go there and we'll not sit back, because against Liverpool, even though they may force you to sit back, that won't be our intention. We will try and come out and create chances, because if they get one, it'll be very difficult to open up against them. So we have to have a set structure in place for the game.
Now, of course, there is history between Bolton and Liverpool, recent history in the Premier League, but the one I'm sure that people have been talking about in recent weeks, 1993, John McGinley, Andy Walker and the victory at Anfield.
Yeah, I mean, I knew about it, obviously, at the time, Bruce Rioch, the manager. If you go up, John's got a pub up here in Bolton now. If you go up there, you'll see, you know, pictures of it all around the place. So, obviously, a very special memories for the Bolton public and the ex-players. And there is that sort of significance to the game with it being in the cup as well. Now, times have changed. You know, we're probably not on an equal footing as we were back then. But who knows? That's what the cup's all about, is to create upsets. And, you know, Liverpool have a semi-final to think about, and Brendan has team selection to think about. So maybe this game will be a top priority for him. Well, that's what I'm hoping anyway.
In terms of Brendan, a fellow countryman, of course, we've actually spent a bit of time with him in the past.
I did, yeah, a couple of days down at Reading, you know, just watching him. I sent an email to his brother, who I knew was an agent at the time, and just saying, look, there's an opportunity to go down and spend a bit of time with Brendan, watch him train. So he was great, very open. And things didn't go well for him at Reading, but you could tell that he had it, you know, and gone on to Swans, he had great success. And it's not just the success he's having, it's the style of football that he wants to play. I think it's the way that, you know, most people would like to see the game played. And he sticks to it, you know. They had a little bit of a bumpy ride there for a couple of months, but it looks like they've out of the back of that now, and they're playing some super football now again. So, yeah, I'm very, very pleased. I'm very proud of him as well because of his background. So, you know, I wish him all the best apart from Saturday afternoon.